You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This legislative session, Idaho lawmakers will be asked to approve legislation known as Marcy's Law. This is a proposed constitutional amendment that would strengthen the rights of crime victims here in our state. It was actually introduced in the House last year. It passed the State Affairs Committee, but it fell short by 5 votes of the 2/3 majority needed for amendments to our state constitution. Joining me live in studio to talk more about what Marcy's Law is and the impact a constitutional change would have on Idahoans are Todd Dvorak, spokesperson for Marcy's Law of Idaho, and Pamela Lassiter Cathy. She's the founder and president of the Institute for the Prevention of Relationship Violence. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
So just start out and quickly explain what exactly Marcy's Law is.
So Marcy's Law is, as you mentioned, it's a proposed constitutional amendment. It would amend our constitution in ways that would give victims of crime in Idaho a stronger set of rights and rights that are equal to those afforded to the accused or the convicted in our justice system. It's an initiative that is being explored across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in November, voters in 6 different states overwhelmingly approved Marcy's Law as it was designed for those states. And currently, there are now 11 states that have Marcy's Law-type protections and rights for crime victims. If you do the math, the demographics, nearly 1/3 of Americans live in states that have these kinds of protections. And so what we're trying to do is to extend those, to strengthen the rights and make those rights for crime victims here in Idaho. Mm-hmm. As you said, it was introduced last year in the House, and it fell just 5 votes short of the 2/3 majority needed for constitutional amendments in Idaho.
So when you talk about some of the changes and giving victims the same rights as defendants in these situations, do you have like a specific example of a type of change that would happen?
There are Marcy's Law seeks a few things for victims. One is that it would be additional notification, right to additional notification. Specifically, with Marcy's Law for Idaho, it would be in cases when an offender escapes or absconds from parole or probation. You know, currently, victims have a really good system of notification in Idaho that was approved by voters 22 years ago. But, you know, some of the things we've learned over time is that there are some areas that aren't protected or guaranteed notification. So it would be for those 2 cases. Marcy's Law would give victims a right to confer with prosecutors. And we're going to talk about in a little bit that importance of a voice for a victim to feel like they are listened to in the justice system, that they have somebody who's hearing their needs and taking those into account. So Marcy's Law would provide a right to confer with prosecutors as that case proceeds through the justice system. And then there's some other protections that would be put in place that would protect a victim from the accused or the convicted. You know, reasonable protections from interaction with the offender or people working on his or her behalf. And so it's really to emphasize and strengthen those protections and to make those rights, put them on an equal playing field. Right. One of the things that we've learned in 22 years since Idaho voters first passed the Victims' Rights Amendment was that even though they have victims in Idaho have certain rights, they don't have necessarily the legal standing to enforce those rights. So Marcy's Law would guarantee that ability to do that. And what does that mean? That means that if, for example, Marcy's Law is in place and a victim has his or her rights that are ignored or not obliged by the courts, that a victim could recognize that and would have the ability to go to the court and say, my rights were violated or infringed upon here. Let's figure out a remedy.
Gotcha.
So that standing element has not been present before, and Marcy's Law would provide that.
And Pamela, I want to bring you into the conversation because you recently wrote an opinion piece, and one of the things you really talked about in that was victims having a voice.
Yes.
And so talk to me about that, but why it's also so important that we remember that victims need to be able to use their voice.
Yeah, thank you, Gemma. I mean, I think that one of the things that's so important in this issue that hasn't been talked about a lot is that when there's a victim, that means something bad has happened to them. So all of us have this running narrative for our lives of how we think our lives is and where we want our lives to go. When we become a victim of crime, someone takes that story over for us. So the first person who interrupts our story is the perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, this life and this story that was our own becomes not our own anymore. And I think that it's so important. What I've seen working with victims for the past 20 years is that the most important part of healing is giving those victims a voice back. So a voice in the criminal justice process for victims has been difficult. And what I've seen working in Idaho is that our prosecutors and our courts try really hard to give those victims a voice. But because of this issue of standing that Todd just mentioned, whenever the victim's rights come up against the perpetrator's rights are constitutionally protected at the highest level. So the victim's voice is, in essence, it's silenced.
And how can you move forward and heal if you're silenced like
that? Exactly. So, I mean, as soon as a victim enters the criminal justice process, and I'm so glad we have the process that we do mm-hmm. that protects the rights of the accused, but the minute they enter that process, their story is taken from them in profound ways because the system is so complex at every step, all the way from those initial interviews with law enforcement through to hearings and then all the way to probation, parole, and release. So if the victim is not given a constitutionally protected voice in every step of that process, mm-hmm. there's no way for that victim to effectively reclaim his or her story.
I'm speaking with Todd Dvorak, spokesperson for Marcy's Law of Idaho, and Pamela Lassiter-Cathy, founder and president of the Institute for the Prevention of Relationship Violence. We're talking today about Marcy's Law and the idea of putting some constitutional amendment changes into our constitution here in Idaho. And Pamela, one of the things you mentioned was the criminal justice system and how it plays a role. Mm-hmm. And even within that op-ed that you wrote, you were very clear in that it's not about taking any rights away from the accused.
Correct.
And so talk to me about that so people understand what you're trying to make people be aware of here.
Right. So, I mean, there's been a fair amount of rhetoric, Gemma, about how giving victims rights takes the rights of the defendant away. And if you really sit down and analyze this issue, giving the victim a voice in the process doesn't create a third desk, basically, in the courtroom, mm-hmm. right? All it does is give the victim a right to participate in the process. There is no way that they can, that process of having voice doesn't infringe upon proceedings. All it does is participation.
Well, and what's interesting with that, if anyone has followed any type of criminal court case,
right.
you know, it is. I mean, the prosecutors decide
right.
if someone will be charged. The prosecutors
right.
move forward.
That's right.
It is. And people may not be aware of that, but that is a lot of times how it works. And they will get him. They can get information from a victim. That is not always the case.
That's correct. So one of the things that we often say in response to that is that Marcy's Law for Idaho gives victims a voice but not a veto. So if you really look at the logistics, I mean, our criminal justice process is one of the finest in the world. It's a well-oiled machine. What we're trying to do here is give the victims a right to participate that, not to hijack the process, but just to participate.
So, Todd, with that, where this will come up again, I mean, it was so close last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, when do you think this will be taken up? And the expectation is that you'll get those 5 extra votes this year.
It's hard to say when it'll be taken up. I mean, we've just started the legislative
right.
session, as you know. We just had the state of the state. You know, we are working with lawmakers to figure out the best time to do that, you know, the best place to do that. So, you know, we don't have a lot of those, you know, answers yet in terms of when this will a joint resolution will drop. We are confident that that the playing field in the legislature is a little bit more amenable this year than last year. We had an election in November. Some lawmakers who voted against Marcy's law last year have been replaced, and we're very confident that those incoming freshmen, well, they're now freshmen, are supportive and see the need for this. You know, I think one of the important things that we try to tell them is that nobody asks to be a victim of crime.
Mm-hmm.
It happens at unexpected moments. It creates tremendous tumult and trauma in a person's life. And so, you know, when we talk to them about crime victims and the process and the struggle that they go through, I think people are really open to trying mm-hmm. to do more for victims. And, you know, we should also say, too, that I mentioned this earlier, but in 1992, Idaho voters overwhelmingly passed the Victims' Rights Amendment. Mm-hmm. That created sort of the baseline for victims' rights in this state, the right to speak at a sentencing hearing, the right to speak at probation, and a few other things. At the time that Idaho voters did that, we were at the forefront. We were at the vanguard mm-hmm. of the victims' rights movement nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the time that's passed, you know, we've learned more about what other things we can do to help victims.
Mm-hmm.
We've identified loopholes in our system. I mentioned it with the notification that isn't required. Other states have sort of taken the lead as they've experimented with victims' rights. So what we're trying to do is to bring Idaho crime victims up into a more current and really fair and stronger position.
And we should be clear that when we say victims of crime, I think a lot of times people may think that we're talking about victims of, like, maybe sexual violence crimes, mm-hmm. and that is a part of it.
It is a part of it.
But when we talk about victims of crime, it's all the way to someone maybe being in a car accident,
right.
mm-hmm. something like that. I mean, it covers the gamut
Correct.
Of crime and someone being a victim. And so this would encompass
all
crime victims, correct?
Yep, correct. Exactly.
Correct.
I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking to us about that. I really do appreciate your time. My guest today, Todd Dvorak, spokesperson for Marcy's Law of Idaho, and Pamela Lassiter, Kathy, founder and president of the Institute for the Prevention of Relationship Violence. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Up next, a conversation with the Idaho Education Association about Governor Little's plans for education here in our state. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.